Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are here with me today. Because, well, it's time to just blow this stuff up. I received a call from a listener. Monica, she's been arrested. Okay. Who's been arrested? Millennial Millie. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How do you feel about Edward Snowden now? Remember the whistleblower? Traitor? American patriot? Still waiting for the truth? Those are your three options at 991fmtalk.com. I know there's a lot of stuff going on around us right now. And as I just thumb through the headlines of some of our local media, WCSD admin building vandalized overnight. Oh, In-N-Out Burger coming to downtown Reno. First day of school, classes start. California's first plague case in 5 years. Ooh, is that going to cause more panic? Dr. Drew said we're going to see things like the plague coming back because of the lack of cleanliness in certain parts of California, i.e. homeless. Residents thank Cruz fighting Loyalton Fire. We should be thanking all of our firefighters. You know, how is that? How does that make news? Endangered trout species thriving in northern or in Nevada Lake. This is all BS. And if I didn't think I was going to be yanked off the air, I'd actually use the real words. You know, instead of what I usually do and saying bull squat or something like that. Because no matter how good of a genteel person you are or a proper person, I don't care who you are, you should be cussing up a storm right now. Because everything that the media brings you, I was listening to Armstrong and Getty there. What a waste of time that they're the issues that they're talking about. When you have a forum with people listening and you're just spewing things that are nonsense, when what you should be talking about is why an investigative reporter and her husband were just arrested with no fanfare, nobody talking about it unless you actually go search for it and you got to dig for it, all because of an extremely explosive, I mean, end of the world as you know it, which is very interesting as a statement. Because a lot of people, especially people who are prayerful, who believe in God, believe that this is the end of times. Well, I don't believe it's the end of times. I believe it is the end of the world as we know it. Because truth, will always find a way to the light. So, why was Millennial Millie arrested? For this.
What if I were to tell you that a small group of government contractors were hired by government officials to frame the Trump campaign, set him up for the Russia collusion investigation, provided witnesses for the impeachment hearings, and provided administrative support services to the Department of Justice during the Mueller investigation? And what if it just so happened that this same group of contractors are behind the fake news in mainstream media, influence operations on social media, and the civil unrest nationwide pushing the defund the police movement? The Obamagate scandal only scratches the surface.
You mentioned shock value, that is shocking what the Russians did. I agree, we need to stop it.
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
I'm not saying that you lied to the court. I'm saying you signed something that was a lie and you didn't know it.
Talk about a cover story. What really happened is much more alarming. Both parties are equally guilty of covering up what should turn out to be an even bigger scandal, Shadowgate. The tactical and operational role the shadow government played behind the scenes, carrying out the coup against President Trump. We're going to be looking behind the puppets at who the real puppet master string pullers are. The material presented in this documentary should concern people of all political affiliations. This is about real players, people whose names never come up, but should. Career politicians are definitely part of the Beltway swamp, even aspects of the deep state. But they are not the shadow government. The shadow government consists of government contractors, defense, intelligence, security, and so on. Our government mostly consists of front-facing desk jockeys that are compartmentalized in cubicles. They're to cover up for the fact that most of the real work is outsourced to contractors, aka the military-industrial complex. That way, what the public sees through FOIA requests, investigations, congressional hearings, or otherwise, is as clean as a whistle. All the dirty work is kept private with contractors in clandestine networks. These contractors have used their connections, power, and influence to create an unprecedented international criminal enterprise where blackmail is traded and people's personal data is gold.
That's 2 minutes and 53 seconds of a piece of a 1.5 hour documentary that her associates had to scramble and put together and release. But you can't find that documentary because it's been scrubbed from YouTube as hate speech. Remember who owns YouTube? Google. Part of the industrial complex? Oh, you betcha. Doing what they're told. But fortunately, there's a snippet that you can't find unless you look for it and really search. Go to Bad News. It's a subscription site on YouTube. You need to see the first 30 minutes of this 1.5 hour documentary that has been scrubbed because you're not supposed to know. If you do anything today, well, not right now, if you do anything today, you have to watch this video. I will be taking a few extra steps in my technology to make sure that I have this audio. Because this is going to be gotten rid of. Just like Millennial Millie and her husband. Why? Because they can. FOIA. Do you even know what that is? It's the Freedom of Information Act. FOIA is used by good citizens, organizations like Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, to try and get the information that the fake government, going to have to start using that now. Instead of fake news, fake government, that's what we see. These congressional hearings that have costed us millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that either go nowhere or turn out information that is really not necessary to your existence. Yet your existence just paid for all of it. Money, power, corruption. You should be asking, where is Millennial Millie? What have they done with her? What is going to happen to her? What happened to Seth Rich, the actual blower, whistleblower from the DNC with WikiLeaks? Yeah. Two pops in the back of the head. But it was written off as just a robbery, though nothing was taken. Well, that was because they probably got scared off. People are scared right now. But it's the people who control the shadow government. The people who control all of us. Because whether you are a hardcore American patriot or the liberalist of Antifa, we are all being controlled right now. We are all sheeple. Because we are allowing this to happen. This is the most serious thing in our lifetime. This is why we are wearing masks. This is why worldwide fear has come about. Because of this information. Because this is international. So what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? We've known, we've suspected, but No. It can't be the attitude anymore. Look what happens with our school system, our education system. All taken over by liberal Democrats. Is it really? The education system, the community councils, our politicians that are supposed to be working for us. Do you really think it stops there? That's just the start. And it's not just Democrats. Republicans as well. Not rhinos, Republicans. This is what is going to be the end of the world as we know it. Because the truth is coming out. The end of the world as we know it. You mean the shadow governments, the lies, the taking of our money? One of the answers from yesterday's poll question, in the election process, what concerns you the most? Fraud, bad candidates? Somebody got it right. Their fear? The assassination of POTUS, voter fraud, and stricter lockdowns. If you don't pray, you'd better start praying now that nothing happens to Donald Trump. Because he and his supporters are the ones who are exposing all this. I hope you're listening. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Finally, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you missed my opening monologue, well, you definitely need to check it out on a podcast later on today because it is something that you need to do today. Thankfully, finally, somebody put some information out about the car show that happened at South Lake Tahoe over the weekend. The car show that didn't pull a permit, you know, because you have to be permitted to have these large gatherings. So what happened? First off, when you hear the term car show, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? Is it hot August nights? Is it classics? Is it people who love the whole genre of the 50s and sit by their cars and people walk by and check them out? Or is it 20-somethings with souped up rice rockets, little foreign cars that they've got nitrous in, or, yeah. Well, this car enthusiast group that decided to have an event at Lake Tahoe called Lake 2O, it was planned, but permits, again, weren't pulled. Not enough security, obviously. Because even security got the beat down by these thugs. And let me tell you, it would have been a bigger issue had the security of the Mont Bleu actually filed reports after they were battered and bloodied. Why didn't they file police reports? Could it have been management? Douglas County Sheriff's Office reached out to Mont Bleu security, and they were not interested in filling out incidents reports. Lake 2O has a history of being tyrants. Imagine that. Wonderful article by Cheyenne Newfer in the Record Courier. Finally, some information on this. And just taking a look at the picture that was posted in the Record Courier, you can see exactly why chaos broke out. This isn't one of your fun-loving sit back, enjoy the music type of event. Times are changing. And law enforcement? Law enforcement's the group getting the bad rap because of all this chaos going on. Once again, their hands are tied. You know, pretty soon there's not going to be any law enforcement. There's going to be community patrols. Are you up for that? If you're not, you better start speaking up. Because the loud ones, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, the liberals, the anarchists, the Marxists, they're screaming at the top of their lungs. And they're the ones who are getting the attention. We'll be back after this Fox News update with more, hopefully, eye-opening information that you're not getting on the lamestream media. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Brian, thanks for listening, and the information is coming your way. Just a lot of quick emails on the mini, we'll call it that, mini documentary that I played from Millennial Millie that was leaked out after her arrest, because she had promoted the fact that Shadowgate was coming, that she would have the documentary done. You know, a lot of people do that, promo things. Well, I guess that was to her detriment, because they saw what was in it, and there was no way they were going to let that out. And you know who they are. They is the shadow government who, for some reason, politicians say doesn't exist. What do you think? Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910 or my email, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And that's the reason for today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How do you feel about Edward Snowden now? With all this new information coming out about how we are being, well, actually, it's not really new information. It's people are finally finding out it's the truth. Is he a traitor? Because he was a whistleblower? Is he an American patriot for opening our eyes? Or are you still waiting for the truth? Interesting. Monday's poll question. In the election process, what concerns you the most? A lot of very interesting answers. Fraud, fake news, voter suppression, bad candidates. We're going to have a special guest talking about the Postal Service here in a couple of days because, you know, it's interesting that the Postal Service has had to make cutbacks on and on and on. The Congress keeps throwing millions of dollars at them because it's a pseudo government agency. So either the government should just take it over altogether, or they should just fully privatize it altogether. Because when you do things pseudo, that's just another term for half, you know. This is a big problem. Would you want someone to be a traitor if it got you the information that you needed to know that we are all brainwashed, because the entertainment that we choose to watch, listen to, read, it is all brainwashing material. And I know people are sitting there going, "Ah, oh, Monica's going full conspiracy theory now." This is not a conspiracy theory, as the CIA coined the term to make people look stupid or crazy. Theory, an idea that somebody has, an explanation for things. Conspiracy, more than one person. This is the way it's going to be. I will wear that badge as a moniker of honor. Monica error. Something like that. Moniker. If it gets you to wake up for even just a moment. Thank you, Mon. Appreciate that. He just sent me a quick quote from H.L. Mencken. People do not expect to find chastity in a whorehouse. Why, then, do they expect to find honesty and humanity in government? A congeries of institutions whose modus operandi consists of lying, cheating, stealing, and if need be, murdering those who resist. Remember that name, Seth Rich, because I think you're going to be hearing it more in the future. Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. You're dead on the money, honey, because Satan began with lies, murder, and deception. That's his beginning, and that's what we got out there right now. So you're dead on the money. And the Democrats, they pandered to every side of humanity. I mean, from, in my opinion, Eva Longoria from Texas, that's the Texas vote, flipping Texas. And the Asians, and they're pandering to every side of humanity to get every vote they can, because they know, you know, I think, in my opinion, Joe Biden is not fit for that office. And I think people know that, and I think they know Kamala will be president. And I think, and humanity unarmed is a humanity enslaved. And our
I disagree with that. I really don't think Kamala is going to be president, because I think enough people realize that she's not up to the task either. I mean, this is serious business, even if she could be controlled, which you know she can. But I think there that Biden is the placeholder, because just because, you know, he hasn't, or they haven't won or anything like that, that he can be removed later on in office. I think he'll be removed here probably within 2 months. And then that last minute candidate is going to step in. And it's going to be somebody who can work with Kamala, but it's going to be somebody who has name recognition. It's going to be somebody that is cognitive. It's going to be somebody that Democrats love. The Democrat, the socialist idea, the government is here to pay for everything for you. It's going to be a big name. I know I have my opinions, but it has to stop. If you don't like Trump, even if you're a Republican, because we see these, you know, cases, I mean, please, starting that whole, you know, fundraising wing for Biden of the Bushes and all those others. That's because they are deep state. That's because they want to continue just a few people controlling everything. So here we go. If you don't like Trump, stop for a minute and just seriously ask yourself why. Why? It's simple. And don't just spout off, oh, he's a racist, he's bigoted, he's misogynist. Ugh, jeez. Those are just the stupidest things. Because pretty much when you look at the majority of politicians, they've all been that way. As Mark once called and said, we're all racists in one form or another. It's just people don't admit it because they've been shamed into, oh, well, you know, I don't act that way. It's like, really? You've never once in your lifetime had a racist thought. Made a joke about somebody who's Hispanic or black or Asian or even white. Never. That doesn't mean you have a bad heart. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. But the left has twisted that term so badly that, yeah, people think it's evil. It's when you take action that is the evil. If you have the thoughts or something, I don't care. Move on. It's when you take action and you hurt people. Do no harm. But here's the thing. Ask yourself why you hate Trump. What has he done? He's brought the economy back from the brink. Everything is up. Retail sales are up. Stocks are up. Even jobs are coming back. The only reason they're not is because of our stupid governor. And other stupid governors like Newsom and, well, basically all the Democrat-controlled states. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Natalie this morning. Hi, Natalie. Thanks for calling the show. What do you think about these conspiracy theories?
I've come to the conclusion that, and this is after years of not even being political. I mean, I'm a California refugee like you, and now people think I'm crazy, and I'm okay with that. What I've come to the conclusion of conspiracy theory is this. If you hear anybody in the government saying it's a conspiracy theory, that means there's a base to it. There's a major problem. They're hiding something. Look at QAnon, how they're attacking that group right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. It's not a conspiracy theory. People are confused about what QAnon is. It's a sharing of information between conservatives and patriots that actually give a crap about this country.
Yeah.
And I think it's shameful.
It really is.
On another note, I've been trying to get this out there forever. I've Facebooked you a few times to let you know. Nevadans need to look at HobbsOng.com and their client list. Because this governor, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a simple human being that's into doing my own research. This governor is so corrupt. You look at the client list. Look at who Guy Hobbs is with regard to Nevada's finances. And Kathy Ong is his wife. And Steve Sisolak's wife. Just take a look at her business website. And tell me that's not a good way to, let's say, money launder. I don't know. Anyway, so I wanted to get that out there.
What is the website again?
Hobbs, HOBBSONG .com. And look at their client list, both private and government. There is not a single client that they have that isn't directly involved with some project in the state of Nevada, the GOED. Guy Hobbs is all over. Just Google his name and you'll see what I mean. And I nobody seems to be interested. And I posted this everywhere. I was blown away when I saw what I saw. And you would be too. I mean, it's amazing. If anybody has questions about the integrity of this man, which at this point I doubt many people do, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why people still aren't, I mean, even Democrats who own businesses, why they are not in the face of the government or governor and asking him what he's doing. Well, it's because he's taking care of the ones he wants to take care of. You know, look at the casino industry. They're coming back. They've got their access to business. So, Natalie, thank you for calling and giving me that. And I'll look it up. We'll talk about it on the air coming up next here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and sharing information. Natalie, thanks. We got it all pulled up. HobbsOng.com, HobbsOng.com. They are a financial consultant group. And their clients consist of, Boulder City, Carson City, Clark County, Churchill County, Clark County Regional Flood Control District, Clark County Water Reclamation District, Douglas County, Fallon, Nevada, Governor's Office of Economic Development, Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Las Vegas Valley Water District, Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada, Nevada System of Higher Education, Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, Story County, State of Nevada, Truckee Meadows Water Authority, Truckee River Flood Management Authority, University of Las Vegas, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, Washoe County School District. Wow. That's a lot of financial consulting. Let's go on into their entertainment clients. Oakland Raiders, R&R Partners, Home Builders Associations, Howard Hughes Corporation, Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, Las Vegas Sands. A lot of money. A lot of companies being advised by Guy S. Hobbs and Catherine Ong Sisolak, the director. Huh. Wonder why they got married so quickly when he became governor. Is there that thing that you wives and husbands don't have to go against each other in the courts? Interesting. All brought to you courtesy of people who just want to get the information out there. People have asked me before if I am a part of the Great Awakening, if I follow Q. Yeah, I watch what he has to say. And I follow what the Anons have to say and how they tie things together. But I also do my own research. And when researchers out there like Millennial Millie get arrested, and her husband, just before a big documentary is going to be released about Well, the shadow government, Shadowgate. Can you really not make the connections? The murders that we have seen. Oh, I'm sorry. The suicides. The people hanging themselves by or on door handles. When are you going to stop worrying about the small stuff and start worrying about what the higher-ups are actually doing to you, your lives, and the lives of your children? We'll be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.